हाँ ना,
आई हैव अ गैलियम
आ जाए ना।
So,
Arista,
us begin.
okay, I'm gonna mute.
We normally, for Rosh Chodesh, we don't follow our normal practice. And with some of the additions that we're going to be doing tonight, it's even going to be a more unusual practice. So we'll begin with the connection to certainty from using the pasuk from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar. From Parashat Yitro, Pasuk 29. And we start off with Olashem Yichud. Lashem Yichud, Kud Shabari, Kud Ishkin Te, Bit Kilu, Urkilu, Utkilu, Urkilu. Leakda, Lashem, Yud He Bavate, the Yichuda, Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael, Limud Torah Mitzvah, La Sok Torah Mitzvah. Rabbi Abba Amar Bekama Atar Tane Nan Dekucha Perichu Soma Deved Leila Witata Olaihu Kishot Biovada Dikshot Beleilach Mila Bialma Divae Bardash Vedach Yaleya Mine Yaulan Haga Beyakalana Yehakulu Ovada Dikshot Inun Wikola Itzberit Bialma We're now going to connect to a verse that starts with the letter He and ends with the letter Tet And there are 13 of these verses in the Tanakh. And this is the seventh out of the list of 13, which connects to the month of Adar Bet, which is tonight's Rosh Chodesh. That verse is from Malachi, the prophet Malachi. It's in chapter 2, verse 17. This is the energy of the year, our current year, 5779, which is to become wise. Bogatim Hashem Bedivrehem Wa Amartem Fa Mahoganu Be'emarchem Boloseva To Be'nei Hashem Uvahem Hu Chafet O Ayel Elohe Hamishpat. We're now going to connect to the energy of the year 5774, which is peace in the Middle East. There's one verse in the Tanakh that we study that connects to this energy. It is 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wasamti makom le'ami le'Yisrael untati v'shatam Our handout for Rosh Chodesh is on the unique astrological times links or the landing page. You'll find it on the underneath the two pictures on the right of every Yeshem webpage or on mobile devices at the bottom of the page. When you open up the landing page, please scroll down about halfway where it says Rosh Chodesh Adar. The first link under that is for Rosh Chodesh Adar Bet. And that is our handout for tonight. When it first opens up, you see a list of previous year's handouts. But the first item you'll get to that's new, it says additional comments added in the year 5779. And that's where I'm going to start reading and studying and commenting upon as we go through it. Does anybody have any questions before we begin? In a leap year, we have 2 months of Adar. Adar is the 12th month of the year, and the second Adar is the 13th month of the year. That brings us to the point that is above the influence of the 12 constellations, the 12 signs of the zodiac. We have a unique sequence of Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh to meditate upon for each of the 12 months. Adar Bet, the second Adar, has no specific name. And we thus meditate on all of the 12 sequences. And later on down this page, you'll see the 12 listings. It means that the 13th month has control over the entire year, not just the month. Since Adar is the 12th month, and Adar is the Malchut level in the calendar frame, we have to understand what that means. from the standpoint of control. By meditating and following the Rosh Chodesh ritual that the Kabbalists have taught us, we take control of each month at a time. But this 13th month, being Malchut, has the seed of the next month, which is Nisan, and which Nisan represents the beginning of the next year. So by controlling the 13th month, we're controlling the seed of the next year. That was an unwritten comment. And I'm continuing to read. This month of Adar has the symbol of a fish. Actually, fishes. Dagim, plural. And the fish does not have an evil eye. We have to understand what is evil eye. But it doesn't have the evil eye, meaning that it cannot be influenced by negativity that it sees. And that's a very powerful tool. If you're driving down the street and you see a car accident, you see bent metal, don't have to see any people injured, and hopefully nobody was. It was just a fender bender. But even that bent metal, the fact that you see it, it represents negativity, because that's not how that metal was supposed to be used. It had a different level of consciousness. And when it gets bent in an accident, it now has an interruption in its consciousness. It's no longer serving the concept that it was built to serve. That's negativity. But during Adar, if you have the right consciousness, there is no negativity that impacts you through vision. I heard from Rabbi Ben Sion Mutsafi that the second Adar is out of the influence of the negative side, and people who were born in this month are protected from witchcraft. There are 7 leap years in a cycle of 19 years. Rabbi Nathan Neta Shapira, of blessed memory, he's known as the Megale Amukot, and there is a extensive discussion and writing about him on the Daily Zohar Tzadikim website, and there is the link to it. But Rabbi Shapira reveals that the month of Adar is under the governance of the angel Aleph Bet Resh Tav Yud Aleph Lamed. And this is an important teaching. Normally we don't talk about angels, but this is the angel of blessing, because the Bet Resh Tav and the Yud afterwards represents the word Barki, which is my blessings or my kneeling. And that is consistent with the energy of Adar, because the energy of Adar is humbleness. The Aleph in the beginning of the word is a unification. Everything is included in the Aleph because of the number one associated with it. And the last two letters is the name of God, Kel or El. But we don't pronounce this name, although it would be easy to tell you what the pronunciation is. We can say the letters with their root vowels, in which case the name becomes A Be Re E O A La. Now, Moses passed away on the seventh day of Adar, and that's going to be this next Wednesday night, a week from last night. And we will have a late night study that will commence about 8:15 West Coast time next Wednesday night. But before Moses passed away, he blessed the children of Israel. And that blessing occurs in Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse 1. Wizod habracha asher berach Moshe ish ha-Elohim et b'nei Yisrael lifnei moto. The English translation, but it's not a complete translation. It's somewhat corrupted. Now, this is the blessing with which Moses, the man of God, the man of Elohim, blessed the sons of Israel before his death. Now, I have to explain. If you look at the Hebrew, there are 12 words connecting to the 12 signs of the zodiac. The sixth and seventh word, which would be the Yesod and the Zeronkin, or Yesod is Zeronkin in this case, Yesod and Malchut. Ish HaElohim. If it didn't have the hay, we would say it could be translated as Moshe, the man of God, or a man of God. Ish Elohim. But it says Ish HaElohim. And that's an indication of a different way to translate. Because another way of translating these words is to say, Ish, which means a man. Ish, Moses had become, just before he died, on a level. We're taught it's the level of dots. But he had come to the point of a level where he was an Elohim, the Elohim. Now, Elohim means a man in the frame, a God in the frame of judgment. Moses was capable of judging the same way Hashem judges. And that's what this verse is saying. And that's when you can give, share a blessing, because you can see what people need. You can see what people merit, what they've earned, what would no longer be bread of shame for them. And this is the meaning of Ish HaElohim. I'm continuing to read. Moses knew the best time to channel blessings to the children of Israel is during the month of Adar, when the angel Abarekayoala is in control. And the author who got this information from other deceased sages, I usually avoid giving angel names for meditations, but this name expresses its power and reference by great Kabbalists who have told us to use this name on Rosh Chodesh Adar Betz. And I've written the name in large letters. This name should not be said verbally. Only scan with your eyes or say the letters with their root vowel. This angel has 25 more super angels that deliver only blessings. Obviously, we are not going to reveal those 25 names. We still live in a generation where that information can be abused. 25 is the number that is related to the Shekhinah, Kafhe. Like Malchut is a way of translating the two letters, Kaf and He. And together there are 26 special angels for the month of Adar. The 26 represents the full aspect of Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh. Now, this is an unwritten commentary. How many days are there in the month of Adar Bet? There can be 29 days or there can be 30 days. There's no other choice. But if there are 30 days, it's going to be considered Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So there are 29 days. Now, if there's 26 angels, one for each day, what days are not being utilized? There is Purim, there is Shushan Purim, and there is the Fast of Esther. The sages tell that the miracle of Purim was in a leap year. It may be the reason that the scroll of Esther doesn't have Hashem's name. There are many reasons having to do with the energy of the scroll and the energy of the Purim, why Hashem's name is concealed in the scroll. But it does appear several times as initials or as last letters. Haman was an astrologer and connected to the spiritual system of the negative system, the negative side. Haman failed because he couldn't see that the Jews had protection. Purim gives us a high elevation to miracles that come from the source of blessings. Rosh Chodesh gives us blessings for the whole month. and the entire year. And the Rosh Chodesh of the second Adar of a leap year gives us blessings until the next Adar of a leap year. The aspect of 13 relates to the 13 attributes of mercy, the 13 attributes of Hashem that connects to the head of Keter, where miracles, where life, where health, and all other blessings come from. The body action that is related to this month is laughter, because the energy of Adar Bet, like Adar Aleph, is joy, striving for joy. And just as we said in Adar Aleph, that it isn't a question that, as the sages say, when Adar enters, joy increases. But you have to know how to connect to that joy. Otherwise, it's just energy in the universe that you didn't utilize. And this is what Rosh Chodesh is about. Teaching us the rituals that will allow us to utilize and connect to these, this energy of joy during the month of Adar. And as if we do our rituals right today, it will put us in contact with joy for the next approximately 1,000 days until the next Adar Bet. There are 7 times in 19 years. It's not an exact number, but every 2 or 3 years, there is a leap year. Well, 3 years is a little over 1,000 days. And 2 years, plus the 6 months associated from Tishrei to Adar, it makes about approximately 1,000 days, as we will discover. We increase the level of happiness and joy by laughing this month. This is the body action to take, to be able to make a higher connection. Whenever you do spiritual connections, and their meditations have the name of the angel of blessings in front of you or in your mind. If you have a pure vessel and consciousness, you will benefit greatly. I have never said this before, this directly. I've revealed many secrets that had been revealed to me. The shilu, the intertwining of letters. Many different tools to utilize. But there is one precondition for every tool to work. And that's your level of certainty. Your level of trust in the Creator, in Hashem. Your level of emunah, of faith. If you have 100% certainty, then 100% of what that ritual is supposed to give you, you will have access to. If you have 99% certainty, and I hope you realize this is a metaphorical description. If you have 99% certainty, you're going to get 99% of what you're capable of receiving. And if you have 26% certainty, you're going to get 26% of that level that you could achieve. It's a function of how much certainty you have. And this secret explains many things about our lives. I've taught you how to increase your certainty. The next session is actions to do in Adar Bet that are different or not done in the other months. Tehillim 119, has 176 verses. Why is it 176? Because there are 22 Hebrew letters, and each letter is represented by 8 verses in Psalm 119. The number 8 takes us one above the 7 Sephirot. It brings us to the energy store of Bina. The letters of the Aleph-Bet are the letters of creation. They are the energy store, the energies used. This verse, the Psalm, is extremely significant by virtue of the 8 verses for each letter. Many of your individual personal name verses come from Psalm 119. You'll see a link for the Yearning for Redemption PDF by Rabbi Sutton. And when that opens up, scroll down to 119, and shortly we will utilize this. But we have other things to do today prior to utilizing this. But tomorrow morning, please follow the actions described. What are those actions? Write your name in Hebrew letters. Hopefully you have a Hebrew name, but if not, your English name in Hebrew letters. And also your mother's name. And again, hopefully it's a Hebrew name, but if not, you can utilize her name, her English name, transformed to Hebrew letters. And if you are adopted, then it is your adopting mother's name, not your birth mother's name. And keep in front of you until you are able to visualize all 7 letters of the Angel of Blessing. You'll start out by saying a L'shem Yehud for Torah study. We have already done that tonight. But tomorrow morning, you'll need to do it again. Say the 8 verses for each letter of both names, your name and your mother's name. And you say it in the sequence of the name, the way the 2 names are spelled. First your name, then your mother's name. Let's say your name has 4 Hebrew letters, and your mother's name has 4 Hebrew letters. Then you will be saying 8 verses times 8 letters, or 64 verses. Once you have completed saying the verses associated with the letters of your name and the letters of your mother's name, meditate, whisper verbally a sharing desire, one single sharing desire. and make it above the natural process, above nature. Ask for a miracle. Because in this month, we can achieve miracles. This ritual, is best done during the month of Adar. Do it all of the 26 days, excluding Purim, Shushan Purim, and the Fast of Esther. 26 days. Do it every day. And once you have said out loud in a whisper your desire for a sharing miracle, now it's time to await its manifestation, to see what salvation looks like to you based on what you asked for. And remember, if you had 100% certainty, then 100% it will happen. If you have 100% certainty, it will happen within the month of Adar. But if you have less than 100% certainty, and most of us do, it may not happen in Adar. It may take 3 months, it may take 6 months, it may take whatever lack you have of certainty is the amount of time that it will take, that it will be delayed. That's my opinion. I refer you to our Rosh Chodesh recording on the recordings file for a lot of the material that we have expressed last month, because the energy is almost the same, but the rituals are different, because the 13th month has elevated us above the 12 signs of the zodiac. And we're going to take advantage of that with the Psalm 19 ritual. But remember, the month is about joy, laughter, playfulness. Now scroll down slightly. It's coming up. The permutation for the month of Adar, Aleph, is Hey, Hey, Yud, Vav. And the letters of the month are the Kuf, which is the monkey, and the Gimel, which is the camel. And always visualize throughout the month the monkey riding on the camel, or the camel riding on the monkey. This is part of laughter and joy. Feel funny. Think of funny things. But we are not limited in the 13th month to one permutation. So if you scroll down, and it's approximately halfway down the page, you'll see 12 permutations. month by month. And we will go through them when we do the Anabatoa. And we stop at the second verse, because it is the month of Adar. It is the month when the letter Gimel was created, the planet Tzedek, the planet Jupiter, the planet, the only planet that is expanding itself, growing. This is the nature of Hashem. He wants to share more to you. Jupiter, Tzedek, righteousness, justice. This is the energy of growing a vessel. We will begin the Anabatoach shortly. This is our class, and I can think, you know, normally we would go all through this page, but everything that we said last month. It's the same energy, but it's not the same energy. It's more. So before we start the Anabatoach, does anyone have any questions? You'll be able to ask questions afterwards as well. Please join me in saying the Anabatoach. Anabatoach, Gedulat Yamincha, Tatim Serura, Alephet Gimel Yotach Sadi. These six letters have a gematria of 506, which is the same gematria as the phrase Ahavat Kinam, unconditional love. Kabel Rinat Amcha Sagvenu Acharenu No. These six letters spell two Hebrew words, Pra and Satan. Pra means to tear up. Satan is the force that creates the illusion that gives us free will. The same six letters can be rearranged to spell Sha'ar Katan, small gates. And it's a reminder to us to guard our gates, our eyes, our ears, our nose, and our mouth. Now please rise and prepare yourself to look silly and dance, to look silly and smile and be happy. As we all say together, all 12 of the permutations. Yo hey wa hey yo hey hey wa yo wa hey 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 wa hey yo hey wa yo hey 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 wa yo wa hey yo hey wa hey hey yo wa yo hey 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 yo hey wa hey yo wa hey. Hey, hey, yo, wah. Hey, hey, yo, wah. Hey, hey, yo, wah. Return to the top. Yo, hey, wah, hey, yo, hey, hey, wah. Yo, wah, hey, 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 wah, yo, hey, yo. Are you dancing while you sing? Hey, wah, yo, hey, hey. Hey, hey, why, hey. Yo, hey, hey, why. Yo, why, hey, 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 why, hey, yo. Hey, why, yo, hey. Hey, hey, why, yo, why, hey, yo, hey. Why, hey, hey, yo. Why, yo, hey, hey. Hey, yo, hey, why, hey, yo, why, hey. Hey, hey, yo, why. Hey, hey, yo, why. Hey, hey, yo, why. Yo, hey, why, hey, yo, hey, hey, why. Yo, why, hey, 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 why, hey, yo. Hey, why, hey, yo. Hey, why, yo, hey. Hey, hey, why, yo. Hey, yo, hey, why, hey, hey, yo, why, yo, hey, 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 yo, hey, why, hey, yo, why, hey, 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 yo, why, 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 yo, hey, why, hey. Yo, hey, hey, why, yo, hey, hey, why. Yo, why, hey, hey. Hey, why, hey, yo, hey, why, yo, hey. Hey, hey, why, yo. Why, hey, yo, hey. Why, hey, hey, yo. Why, yo, hey, hey. Hey, yo, hey, why, hey, yo, hey, why. Hey, yo, why. Hey, hey, yo, wah, hey, hey, yo, wah, hey, hey, yo, wah. Are you seeing the angel of blessings? Are you seeing the monkey ride the camel? Hey, hey. Yo, wah, hey, hey, yo, wah, hey. Nagi bor dorshe yehudcha kevavat shamre nun gimel dalet yud kaf shin. The first three letters nun gimel dalet have a gematria of 57, which is the Hebrew word zan, meaning parnasah, sustenance. Yud Kaf Shin is a healing sequence. It allows us to take any part of our body that needs healing out of its body, where it can be cleansed, where it can be healed, where it can be resurrected or restored. and then put back in the body where it will again do its job as it was created to do perfectly. Barhem taharen rakame sitkatha tamid gamlem betet resh tzaditach gimel chasin kadosh berov tuvcha nael adata et kufbet et nunayim Yachid Geye Lamcha Penei Zohrei Kiddushata Yigimalamet Pei Zayin Kuf. Take a moment to scan the angels of the day, because we're in the sixth day of the week. Shavatenu kabel Ushmati akatenu Yodea Talumo Chinkufav Tzadiyotav. We will now connect the 72 names of God using the tool of saying the letter with its root vowel out loud in sequence. now connect to the 72 names revealed by the Tzaddikim using the same tool. Wah, 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 yo, 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 ba, be, te, ah, ah, me, me, be, she, la, yo, hey, anu, aka, me, ta, hey, hey, yo, anu, za, ala, hey, wa, yo sala me re hey, hey yo yo hey me me la wa wa ta be yo la yo wa pe na nu la nu me sa yo hey yo me nu hey 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 New yo hey hey she yo ray ta she hey ray la yo awa me la yo be wa hey ray yo yo wa la hey hey ta ko. Tomorrow morning at 7 a.m., we will have a class on the Psalms. We're at, I believe it's Psalm 60. It may be 59, I'll have to check. Every week on Friday morning, we study one psalm. If it's a short one, we might study two. Also, this coming Wednesday evening is the 7th of Adar. Tonight was the 1st. The 7th of Adar is next Wednesday night. And we will have a long night study for the birth date of Moshe Rabbeinu. Kodesh Tov, shalom to all, and please make your connection to Psalm 119. Shalom Gadol, Kodesh Tov to all.
Kodesh Tov. Thank you, Hashem. Thank you,
Dad. Kodesh Tov. Shalom Gadol. Thank you.
Thank you.
Shalom.
Kodesh Tov.